Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, January 25th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, New Wave of British Heavy Metal. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, your go-to podcast for exploring fascinating articles from Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're diving into the electrifying world of the new wave of British heavy metal. Also known as NWOBHM, this musical revolution not only rejuvenated heavy metal in the 1980s, but also set the stage for many modern subgenres. So fasten your seatbelts, because we're headed back to a time when leather, chains, and thundering guitars ruled the sound waves. To start, let's set the stage in the late 1970s. The music world was a cacophony of disco, punk, and the last gasps of rock's earlier golden age. Yet, bubbling beneath the surface was a movement ready to explode. The new wave of British heavy metal emerged as a response to these prevailing genres, blending the raw intensity of punk with the complex musicianship of classic rock. Bands like Iron Maiden, Def Leppard, and Saxon rose to prominence, each adding their unique flair to this burgeoning genre. But what really defined NWOBHM? The key was its democratization of the music industry. At the time, the British punk scene had already embraced DIY ethics, and NWOBHM bands took this further by self-producing records, organizing fan club mailing lists, and captivating local audiences with electrifying live shows. Have you ever discovered a phenomenal local band and thought they should be world famous? This was the world of NWOBHM, a grassroots phenomenon that centered around passion and community more than corporate backing. Consider this. How might the modern music industry change if the DIY approach of NWOBHM revived in today's digital age? Something to chew over, right? Now, many attribute the rise of NWOBHM to an influential radio DJ named Neil Kay, whose involvement cannot be overstated. During this time, Neil ran a heavy metal night at London's Kingsbury Bandwagon Heavy Metal Soundhouse. Kay tirelessly promoted new and unsigned bands, providing them a platform and championing their sounds on his show. This era also coincided with the rise of influential music publications like Sounds Magazine, which regularly covered these emerging acts, amplifying their reach across the UK and beyond. What we see here is an early form of what we might now call a social network, people connecting through shared interests, events, and word-of-mouth recommendations. Imagine how Neil Kay's legendary nights at the Soundhouse compare to our streaming world today. Aren't personal connections still crucial, even in virtual spaces? As we move on, let's look at some of the key players and hallmark releases that shaped the movement. Iron Maiden, for instance, is a band often at the forefront whenever NWOBHM is discussed. With their 1980 eponymous debut album, fronted by the legendary Bruce Dickinson in later works, they captured the raw energy and elaborate musicianship that characterized NWOBHM. Their efforts paved the way for heavy metal's evolution and expansion worldwide. Yet it wasn't just Iron Maiden. Def Leppard broke away from the conventions of the movement with their more polished, radio-friendly sound, particularly with albums like Pyromania and Hysteria. Their influence extended beyond traditional NWOBHM to touch glam metal and hard rock in the United States. And then there's Motorhead. Though not originally part of NWOBHM, their aggressive style and powerful presence in the 1980s aligned them with the movement, spearheading what was to become speed metal. Now let's pause for a moment. Think about your own favorite NWOBHM band. Or perhaps, if you're new to the scene, consider which modern bands you love that might be carrying on the NWOBHM legacy. How might that sound and energy continue to influence the way you perceive or even create music? The new wave of British heavy metal wasn't about chart-topping success. It was about capturing an era's spirit and the uncontainable desire to redefine and expand horizons. The movement's influence is apparent today in numerous genres, including thrash metal, speed metal, and even some elements of contemporary progressive metal. This varied impact invites us to explore how movements define artistic evolution. NWOBHM succeeded in creating a bridging point between the rebellious raw elements of the 1970s and the aggressive, fast-paced sounds that came later in the 1980s and 1990s. It reminds us of how seemingly small, unheralded beginnings can trigger ripples of massive change in music and beyond. Could there be a NWOBHM equivalent brewing under the surface in today's music universe? And as our discussion draws to a close, here's a call to action for everyone listening. Whether you're a longtime fan of NWOBHM or you're just now curious to try it out, I encourage you to dive into the discographies of these iconic bands. Discover or rediscover Iron Maiden's soaring guitar riffs or the energizing charisma of Saxon's live performances. Challenge yourself to explore how their music has woven into the fabric of other genres. Better yet, uncover new local bands through platforms like Bandcamp or SoundCloud and consider how grassroots movements can shape the future of music. From all of us here at Wikipedia, thank you for tuning in to this episode. Until next time, keep your minds open, your curiosity piqued, and your personal soundtrack wide-ranging. Keep exploring the infinite worlds of music history because there's always something legendary waiting right beneath the surface.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, New Wave of British Heavy Metal. Thanks for listening. See you next time.